Rokan Show with Anna Vlantzis right here on 720 WGN.
Live from Huatulco, Mexico.
The secret Huatulco Resort and Spa. Thanks to our friends at Apple Vacations, which, and again, Mark Sapelsa, I must share with you that there has been some, well, we have 124 listeners with us, and we have a staff of, I think there's 18. 12 of us. 18. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. There's 18 of us down
here.
That's
a lucky 142, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's 142 people who are incredibly happy. And may I just quote Mike Ditka?
Okay.
I was just real relaxed. I think that was the term that he used back in 1986 when he was pulled over by the police on his way back from O'Hare. I was just relaxed. Okay. That was my problem. I'm a little tired.
We're very relaxed out here.
I was
Mark.
A little tired from the you know, he's coming back from the Dallas game and they wanted to have a few, you know, a little talk with him about it. No, I'm fine. I'm just tired.
Oh, I thought that's what you told the cop. Relax.
Because love that.
No,
don't they?
Yeah, they do. But
that's
from Coach Ditka, maybe they would take it. Anyway, the point is this. We're here, and I feel very, very badly about this. We're here, and it couldn't be, like, better right now.
It's pretty close to perfect.
Yeah, and it's, like, so beautiful, and the sun is starting to set, and it's glistening off of the palm trees. And back at home, people are shoveling snow. They're putting their dinette chairs out. Uh-huh. They're all fighting with each other over parking.
Snow blowers came out.
You know what? The sun is glistening off the snow, so it's pretty comparable.
Yeah, make us not feel so guilty, Mark.
Thanks, Jerry.
Right, help us out, would
I'm
you?
Staring at a weather...
sorry.
A weather web camera right now from Milwaukee, and it looks like it's snowing like a banshee there. And I think at 7 o'clock here, our warning kicks in, so... Don't you worry about little old us, you guys. You just enjoy beautiful Huatulco.
Listen, we told everybody when we started talking about this trip in October, November, we told everybody you should come down with us.
Yeah.
The fact that only 124 were allowed to do it, we sold out the plane. So next time we'll get a plane for $2.8 million and we will...
take the entire city of Chicago.
We'll take the entire city with us, and
sure.
I think they'll really enjoy that.
I love Huatulco.
It's
been years since I've been down there, but it's a beautiful place.
It is. It's unique because it's unlike so many other towns that you find, whether it's in Mexico or the Caribbean or resort places, because it's like this quaint little town that's got four or five really beautiful resorts in it and this cute little downtown. And it's sort of an isolated place in Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're very security intensive down here, very security intensive. And it's incredibly clean.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I mean, I've noticed that about Mexico generally. When you go to nice resorts in Mexico, they are so good at making sure that, you know, people walk away from it and say, oh, my God, that was such a pristine thing. You get many times a better experience than you do in the United States. But this is just, it's crazy.
Your timing
is
impeccable.
And I know that wasn't now. Yeah, that is true. And you have been down here. And I know there's a couple of other people from our city in our business who bought places here before anybody knew about
it. They pointed it out. There's some gorgeous properties nearby that back in the day, I guess, were much more reasonable than they are today, but they belong to broadcasters. And
how did that happen?
That's right. I think the bottom line was, for me at least, at Channel 5, there was a wonderful ambassador to Huatulco by the name of Tony, who I believe Anna also knows. Yeah, and he was one of our camera operators, but he was just a clever businessman when he wasn't, just working 9 to 5 at Channel 5. And he is from Mexico, and he invested early on down there and then started to talk about it with some of us broadcasters. Hey, come on down. You can rent my place, or I'll give it to you for free, you know, whatever the deal was. And he gave a wonderful, you know, wonderful price for, you know, a week stay down his place and actually encouraged people, come on down and buy some land, check it out. And I think that's what encouraged a lot of people to do it.
He's a one-man tourism department.
He really is.
Because I still remember about this place from back in the day. I'm like, gosh, how come I haven't heard anything about this place?
I think he was actually personally responsible for Apple Vacations to eventually run some charters down there. He was pressing them, saying, look, I'm kind of the one-man chamber of commerce down here. You ought to send some flights down. And they ultimately did.
Well,
that's great.
I want to keep this a secret. I know it's ironic that we're at secrets.
Well, it's out, Ro.
But now I want to keep it as our secret because I can't say enough about this. I mean, it is like, and I have had the great luck and honor to been to a lot of really nice places.
Sure.
And this is shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Just a beautiful little colonial village.
Yeah. Look, beautiful little colonial village in a you know, right on the ocean, and it's, and you get, the whales are breaking. There's a beautiful bay there's 9 bays here. That make up this municipality, and it's just it's spectacular.
Oh, so, it's great.
You know, I'm sorry it's going to start snowing like hell in 45 minutes.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
So sorry about that.
Yeah. And isn't it weird that this entire winter, nothing.
Yeah, zip.
Right? I mean, literally nothing.
And then
the week
we go away, what?
Yeah.
Did you cause that?
I believe that somehow this is God endorsing the Roe Contra with Anna DeVlantis afternoons on WGN. I think that's
we're
what
doing
this
something
is.
Right.
Yes,
I'm going to clear that as actual news.
Radio station
not
of God.
Fake news,
by
but
the
actual
way,
news.
That is completely true news. I just read it. I just saw it on Alex Smith's radio show.
No, but it's so true. We just had Tom Skilling on a couple weeks ago saying we've had no real measurable snowfall this entire winter season, the entire time.
2.5 months.
And then here is the day. When it happens.
Yep. So.
Well.
Now, but the good news is that it's going to be bad. Like we always say during Tom's thing, if you get bad, and you can do this. I remember a number of storms like this throughout my life in March. But then, a couple of days later, it's all gone.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little bit of a slow melt, but. By the time we get home, it's going to be fine. That's all that counts.
When do you guys get back?
We get back on. It depends on the. It depends on the people here, but the tour comes back on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be 50 on Saturday, so it'll be melted by then. I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Yeah, 50. Yeah.
Don't worry about us.
50's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we like. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to you about Northwestern for just a second.
How about that?
How exciting is it that they finally make the big dance, and there's like, people are nuts about this, you know, because it's like one of those things, it was like when Northwestern made the Rose Bowl. And I know the metrics are a little different here, but wow.
Yeah, it was outstanding at Welsh Ryan Arena this weekend. I mean, it looked like an overflowing high school pep rally. It was fantastic.
Oh, the energy! It was so incredible to watch, and it still is. This is going to be exciting.
And they drew Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, and they can beat them.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be a ton of fun. You do definitely want them to win a game.
Yeah,
in the big dance.
Getting
past Gonzaga, that's a big. If they get past Gonzaga, they win the whole thing. You can say that right now. This could be the Cinderella story of all Cinderella stories.
The only thing about Gonzaga, though, I'll tell you what, their strength of schedule is not so great, and so every year they have a high seed, relatively high seed. They're ranked high, and they kind of tend to falter after a couple of games.
Maybe so after the first round.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not impossible. Yeah. It's not like they're playing. Duke or North Carolina or Villanova. It's possible, but let's get one game at a time here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. But that's interesting too. And we were just talking to Jim Phillips, the athletic director, about this whole idea of the student athlete and how difficult that is to maintain, that make sure that the kids are getting are being responsible to their academic responsibilities as well as their athletic ones. And it's interesting in college basketball, you do have an opportunity to do that a little bit. It's a little easier because you get obviously fewer kids, and the student athletes have to be very dedicated to what they're doing. But you talk about programs like Villanova, and Duke, and Northwestern, and like Stanford, I don't think is in it this year, but schools that are that are like that, that do require the kids to actually show up in class and do
work.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about these two matchups? You've got Northwestern versus Vanderbilt. Two of the finest.
Another school like that. Yeah.
And Notre Dame versus Princeton. Okay, so you've got the highest IQs in the tournament, playing in two games.
This is like college basketball in 1932. This would be the Final Four in 1932.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you see?
Well, and how about the fact that when we were talking to Jim, he told us it's finals week for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How tough is that?
I mean, think about that.
He didn't
that.
Say we're going to let them pass the finals. You know what I mean? He said it's finals week, and they got to go through it.
Get out of the celebrating mode and get back to studying.
Yeah.
I can just tell you from my own college experience that if we're between playing in the NCAA and making that final, I'd blow that class.
Because that's what kind of student you were.
That's exactly the kind of student I was.
Right.
It worked out great. That's why I'm in radio.
Exactly. All right. Here you are.
Mark, can you hold on one second?
Certainly.
We're going to take a quick time out. And then we've got Violetta and Kevin on the beach.
Oh.
They were sent down there to see if they could find a whale or chiclets or a puka shell. Okay. We will get right back to that. If you can indulge us.
Absolutely.
We'd like you to do that. Mark Sapelsa is with us. Snows are coming.
What are you guys looking at right now? Like, what's your view?
Oh, great question. We are looking at our listeners in the pool okay. with their cocktails in hand.
Yeah.
And they've got these little palm tree inflatables that they put their cocktails in.
Ah.
Which I need to get. Apparently, they're available on Amazon. I just learned. And we've got a tented area here for people who just, the breeze is just not enough for them. They want to stay a little cooler, a little out of the sunshine.
And the sun is setting. You know, there's still about an hour until full darkness here. And it's the sun is, it's like the golden hour.
One can
dream. The sun is going through the palm trees right there.
Yeah.
And then we've got Kevin and Violetta on the beach right now.
Looking for whales.
And I don't know, what have you found down there?
So we're on the beach right now. We got a little bit of beach volleyball going on. It's very exciting. They're getting intense down here. And we're also here with, what's your name again, sir?
Yes, Tomas.
Tomas. Tomas is here, and he is, you can rent boats from here?
They rent a boat if you want a boat, the whales, toros, dolphins. snorkeling, you know, the big tour, 7 base tour.
How much?
That costs a better price, be for
$250 a person?
No, for a boat.
For a whole boat.
$250 what for a boat?
Pesos or dollars?
Money.
U.S. money.
U.S. money. Well, we had it for 250 pesos, which
bro,
is 5 cents.
Can I borrow $250?
Yeah.
Really want to go on this boat.
And so this is a like just a boat to go hang out and
yeah, you could go snorkeling, he said.
Yeah, snorkeling. You're looking for whales.
Yeah. Whales.
Dolphins, snorkeling.
Pay attention, Ro.
You see, you want a little fishing if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, so $250 on your boat. How much on your boat, sir?
$350.
$350?
Oh. Big boat.
Got a bidding war.
That doesn't make sense. How about $200?
It's a big boat. It's a different sign. You know? We have deep sea fishing, snorkeling.
Listen to Pomegranate.
Tour,
I know, she's trying to work it.
Well,
good luck to her.
How about 300 pesos?
$300.
Pesos.
Pesos?
Very different, actually.
No.
No. Okay, fine. 400 pesos. You got me.
You know, it's funny because Violetta earlier was on the beach negotiating for a wooden comb.
Mm-hmm. And how'd that work out?
And so the woman said, well, that's $20 U.S. And she's like, I'm not going to pay $20. Okay, $10 U.S. And she goes, how many pesos is that? 10,000 pesos. And she goes, okay,
sure.
I'm in.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's exactly what it went with, but I got a great comb now from Huatulco. And that's a memory I'll always cherish.
Priceless,
right.
Really. It is priceless. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
Kevin, you going to go play some volleyball?
These guys are out of my league. I'm just going to do some play-by-play of volleyball by myself, guys. I'll see you in a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Thank God you're not doing it on the radio. I just want to say, though, are they shirtless?
Of course.
Is it very, it's like Top Gun? Is that what it's like
then? There's an Esteban playing?
What guy looks like an Esteban?
Judy's in search of her Esteban.
Did you hear that?
No. Does he have a six-pack?
A couple people looked at me,
beer.
But...
The entire game stopped when Violetta yelled for Esteban. And they're like, ooh.
Three guys turn around. Yeah. Esteban's not here right now. Yeah. All right, what's coming up on the WGN TV News at 9 and or 10?
Well, you guys probably missed it because you're in the land of paradise there, but the Congressional Budget Office came out, the bipartisan...
Oh, no, we've already done that.
You crunched
that
it.
That was a real hit poolside, let me tell you, talking about that.
We lost everybody talking, breaking right. down the numbers.
Yeah, that's the tough part about being in paradise when you talk about something serious. We'll crunch the numbers for you. We've got an analyst from Kellogg School of Management, Northwestern, who knows all about both the ACA and this new plan, and he'll tell us the difference.
Terrific.
Well, it's interesting because you're seeing a lot of headlines right now about, you know, how the administration's reacting to it, how Congress is reacting to it. This thing is going to take a little while, I think,
sure.
to shake itself out, right?
Yes.
And this idea of, well, if we lose this, we go back to Obamacare. And the president had already sort of threatened, well, you know, we'll choke it, we'll let it die, and then we'll blame the Democrats. That at least what he told a room full of people, according to a number of people in that room. And that's it. That just doesn't seem like it's the kind of solution that America's looking for. Here.
Right, right, exactly right. I think to possibly expect it to choke and die. According to, for example, we talked to this Northwestern professor earlier today, said, okay, this man when he wasn't just working 9 to 5 at Channel 5. And he is from Mexico, and he invested early on down there and then started to talk about it with some of us broadcasters. Hey, come on down. You can rent my place, or I'll give it to you for free, you know, whatever the deal was. And he gave a wonderful, you know, wonderful price for, you know, a week's stay down his place, and actually encouraged people, come on down and buy some land, check it out. And I think that's what encouraged a lot of people to do it.
He's a one-man tourism department.
He really is.
Because I still remember about this place from back in the day. I'm like, gosh, I really, how come I haven't heard anything about this place?
I think he was actually personally responsible for Apple Vacations to eventually run some charters down there. He was pressing them, saying, look, I'm, you know, kind of the one-man chamber of commerce down here. You ought to send some flights down. And they ultimately did.
Well, that's great.
I want to keep this a secret. I know it's ironic that we're at secrets.
Well, it's out, bro.
I want to keep it as our secret because I can't say enough about this. I mean, it is like, and I have had the great luck and honor to been to a lot of really nice places.
Sure.
And this is shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Just a beautiful little colonial village.
Yeah. Well, beautiful little colonial village in a right on the ocean, and it's, and you get, the whales are breaking. There's a beautiful bay there's 9 bays here. That make up this municipality, and it's just it's spectacular.
Oh, it's great.
You know, I'm sorry it's going to start snowing like hell in 45 minutes.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
So sorry about that.
Yeah. And isn't it weird that this entire winter, nothing.
Yeah, zip.
Right? I mean, literally
nothing. And then
the week
we go away, what?
Yeah.
Did you cause that?
I believe that this is that somehow this is God endorsing the Rocontra with Anna DeVlantis afternoons on WGN. I think that's
we're
what
doing
this
something
is.
Right.
Yes,
I'm going to clear that as actual news.
Radio station
not
of God.
Fake news,
by
but
the
actual
way,
news.
That is completely true news. I just read it. I just saw it on Alex Smith's radio show.
No, but it's so true. We just had Tom Skilling on a couple weeks ago saying we've had no real measurable snowfall this entire winter season, the entire time.
2.5 months.
And then here is the day. When it happens.
Yep. So.
Well.
Now, but the good news is that it's going to be bad. Like we always say during Tom's thing, if you get bad, and you can do this. I remember a number of storms like this throughout my life in March. But then, a couple of days later, it's all gone.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little bit of a slow melt, but by the time we get home, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, when,
that's all that counts.
When do you guys get back?
Yeah, we get back on. It depends on the it depends on the people here, but the tour comes back on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be 50 on Saturday, so it'll be melted by then. I'm sure it'll be just
fine. Yeah, 50.
Yeah. Don't worry about us.
50's nope. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we like. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk to you about Northwestern for just a second.
How about that?
How exciting is it that they finally make the big dance, and there's like. People are nuts about this, you know, because it's like one of those things. It was like when Northwestern made the Rose Bowl, and I know the metrics are a little different here, but wow.
Yeah, it was outstanding at Welsh Ryan Arena this weekend. I mean, it looked like an overflowing high school pep rally. It was fantastic.
Oh, the energy, it was so incredible to watch, and it still is. This week's going to be exciting.
And they drew Vanderbilt, and they can beat them.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be a ton of fun. You do definitely want them to win a game.
Yeah.
In the big dance.
Get one in.
Past Gonzaga, that's a big. If they get past Gonzaga, they win the whole thing. We can say that right now. This could be the Cinderella story of all Cinderella stories.
The only thing about Gonzaga, though, I'll tell you what, their strength of schedule is not so great. And so every year they have a high seed, relatively high seed. They're ranked high. And they kind of tend to falter after, you know, a couple of games.
Maybe so after the first round?
Okay. Yeah, so it's not impossible. It's not like they're playing, Duke or North Carolina or Villanova. It's possible. Yeah. But let's get one game at a time here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. But, you know, that's interesting, too. And we were just talking to Jim Phillips, the athletic director, about this whole idea of the student-athlete and, you know, how difficult that is to maintain, that make sure that the kids are getting are being responsible to their academic responsibilities as well as their athletic ones. And it's interesting, in college basketball you do have an opportunity to do that a little bit. It's a little easier because you get obviously fewer kids, and the student athletes have to be very dedicated to what they're doing. But you talk about programs like Villanova and Duke and Northwestern, and you know, like Stanford, I don't think is in it this year, but schools that are, you know, that are like that, that do require the kids to actually show up in class and do
work.
Something.
Yeah. And how about these two matchups? You've got Northwestern versus Vanderbilt, two of the finest.
Another school like that. Yeah.
And Notre Dame versus Princeton. Okay, so You've got the highest IQs in the tournament, you know, playing in two games.
This is like college basketball in 1932. This would be the Final Four in 1932.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you see?
Well, and how about the fact that when we were talking to Jim, he told us it's finals week for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How tough is that?
I mean, think about that.
He didn't say we're going to let them pass the finals. You know what I mean? He said it's finals week, and they got a good three.
Get out of the celebrating mode and get back to studying.
Yeah. I can just tell you from my own college experience that if we're between playing in the NCAA and making that final, I'd blow that class.
Because that's what kind of student you were.
That's exactly the kind of student I was. Right. It worked out great. That's why I'm in radio.
Exactly. All right. Here you are.
Mark, can you hold on one second?
Certainly.
We're going to take a quick time out. And then we've got Violetta and Kevin on the beach.
Oh.
They were sent down there to see if they could find a whale or chicklets or a puka shell.
Okay.
We will get right back to that. If you can indulge us.
Absolutely.
We'd like you to do that.